With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Aliana Anderson is off to a flying start in the 2026 collegiate track season, competing for Lincoln University at the Crimson and Gold Invitational on Saturday. The Mustang Track Club standout claimed second place in both the 60-meter hurdles and the 200 meters, clocking 8.51 and 24.88 seconds, respectively. Staying with track and field, as reported previously, right here on Radio Cayman Sports, voting is open for the 2025 Pan Am Sports Awards, and one of the standout names on the ballot is Cayman's rising sprint star, Devontae Howell. He's among seven nominees for Best Junior Male Athlete of the Year, following his record-breaking run at the Junior Pan Am Games in Asuncion. The fellow Mustang Track Club sprinter stunned the field in the men's 100 meters, clocking 9.98 seconds, a new games record that outpaced even the winning times from the last two senior Pan Ams. That performance also punched his ticket to the 2025 World Championships in Tokyo. Fans can vote online through December 21st at panamsports.org. In other local sports, Cayman's 3x3 basketball teams touched down in the Bahamas for the Caribbean Cup. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Cayman Islands 3x3 delegation has arrived in Nassau for the Caribbean Cup 3x3 tournament and training camp, joining five other top Caribbean nations in a week of elite competition and development. The regional event includes a high-performance training camp, a competitive 3x3 tournament, and development workshops for coaches, referees, and team managers. Cayman is going head-to-head with teams from Bahamas, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, St. Lucia, and Haiti. Representing the Cayman men's team is Derek Ebanks, Alwyn Buttram Jr., Nathaniel Anderson, and Brian Ebanks. The women's 3x3 features Vivian Worrell, Arlene Ebanks, Atira White, and Jamie Rankin. Coaching the delegation are Duran Whitaker, Wendy Manzanares, Corey McGee, and Victor Ogaro. Kadane Hall serves as team manager, with Gregory Hamilton officiating as referee. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Cayman is fully represented across the board, with athletes, coaches, referees, and administrators all participating in regional workshops aimed at raising the standard of 3x3 basketball both at home and across the Caribbean. Cayman's mini basketballers brought serious hustle to the hardwood at First Baptist School on Saturday as Week 3 of the Health City 10 and Under League tipped off in fine style. The league is split into two age divisions, as you've heard previously, 7 to 8s and 9 to 10s, with fast-paced action and plenty of future talent on display. CIBA President Colin Anglin said they took a week's break due to the Cayman Classic, but now they're back in action.
It's really good for the sport. The parents are loving it. The kids are enjoying themselves, and that's really the most important part. It's just about getting them to fall in love with the game, and that's what's happening here, so we're really happy about it.
How far are you guys in terms of getting more teams and getting the girls to have their own leagues? What's going to happen next?
Well, you know, we continue to promote it. Ultimately, we want to encourage the parents to bring the girls out. So that's what it is. At this age, you know, the kids are not going to bring themselves out. So we just encourage parents, hey, bring your kids out. Let them come and be a part of a really fun and wholesome environment. You know, everybody's getting encouragement, everybody's clapping. It's good sportsmanship. So, you know, just bring them here. It's great for their development, and they're learning much more than just playing basketball. They're learning about playing as a team. They're learning about getting along with others. They're learning about the importance of sharing the ball, so that's working together. They're learning about dealing with disappointments. So what if you lose? You got to get up and you got to keep going again. So this is coping skills, coping management. So there's so many other things that they learn than just basketball.
If you'd like to get your kids involved in Cayman's youth basketball movement, visit caymanbasketball.com or email info@caymanbasketball.com. It's all about fun, fundamentals, and building the next generation of Cayman athletes. There's just 1 month to go. Ring in the new year with the CUC Sea Swim, featuring 400 meters and 800 meter races. Cayman Aquatic says the event is perfect for beginners, developing swimmers, and anyone looking to shake off the holiday rust and get back into the water. The event is January 10th at Governor's Beach with a 3 p.m. check-in, race starting at 4. Registration will be available soon on the new, refreshed Race Caribbean website. And maybe you aren't up there with Anderson and Howell, but you still would like to get your movement on. CIGTV's Takiya Smith has some info just for you.
The Santa Run returns to Kamana Bay this Saturday, December 13th, starting at 6 a.m. for a family-friendly 3-mile run in support of the Cayman Food Bank. Participants can walk, jog, or run as they enjoy a festive early morning event that brings the community together. All registered entrants will receive a Santa Run t-shirt while supplies last, and packs can be collected from the Kamana Bay Visitor Center. To register, visit eventpro.ky.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.